to do the right thing. I'm here to tell you what the right thing to do is.
An ex is left without wheels.
You were buying the car, but using her money. And when you had a fight, you took the car, because the car was in your name.
Yes, ma'am.
It was never intended to be your car.
Then did she hit back?
You say you had a fight and she went and she used your car for batting practice. Tell me what you did to his car.
I'm not gonna sit here and lie.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. LaVita Smith is suing her ex-boyfriend, Alexander Morales, for the return of a 2006 Chevy Impala.
Order. All rise. It's case number 258 on the calendar, the matter Smith versus Morales.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Smith, you and Mr. Morales have a child together, and
yes,
we're in a long-standing relationship. At some point in that relationship, you lost your driver's license. Did you lose your driver's license because of an accident, because of a violation? For what reason?
No, ma'am. I had traffic tickets to pay. That's the reason why I didn't have my license.
So you lost your license because you failed to pay tickets?
Yes, ma'am.
Moving violation tickets?
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you lose your license?
I want to say last year.
I'd say last year. Month and year.
When did you lose? February, the 26th of last year.
And Mr. Morales had been using his car to drive the family around, you, the child, and himself. And at some point, it was decided, according to you, that you wanted your own car.
Yes, ma'am.
You found a car. You weren't going to drive the car because you have no license. But Mr. Morales was going to drive the newer car because the old car had miles on it. Why weren't you going to drive your old car, sir?
It wasn't just the miles. It was she actually had the money at the time to buy her own car, so the agreement...
Yeah, but she didn't have a driver's license, so what was the point in her buying a car?
So when she got the license, she'd have it, because she didn't...
Well,
she wasn't good at saving money. She had the money at one time, so she was like, okay, buy the car, and when I get my license, then I can drive it.
But in the meantime, you drove it.
Yes, sometimes I did.
Did she also drive it?
No, her mother sometimes drove it, but she had a license.
Okay, good. So it was your understanding that you were buying the car, but using her money, because that's what you just said to me. You used her money to purchase the car, and when she got her license back, the car was supposed to go into her name. That's what this case is about, because then you had a fight, and when you had a fight, you took the car, because the car was in your name.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what the case is about, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But you know the car isn't yours. You know it was never intended to be yours, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It was never intended to be your car. It was always intended to be her car. When she got a license. Did you get your license?
No, ma'am.
Well, you didn't expect me to give you possession of a car, madam, without a license.
No, that's not why I came here to.
Well, then what do you want?
I just want my $3,000.
Oh, he's not going to give you $3,000, madam. You bought this car when? In February of 2013?
14.
February 2014. Okay, so he's going to sell the car, or you can sell the car along with him, and whatever money you get for the car, he's going to give back to you. I'm not going to give you $3,000. The car's not worth $3,000. Why would I give you $3,000? It's ridiculous. As soon as you drive out of a parking lot, you lose the money that you bought for a car, new or used. Who'd you buy it from?
Sammy Autos.
From an auto dealership?
Mm-hmm.
You think he's going to get the same $3,000 for it?
No, ma'am.
Right. So, Mr. Morales, I'm going to fashion an order that you sell the car, or if you want, you can take it back and sell the car. You can't have possession of the car because you have no license. If your mother wants to drive the car, she can drive the car, but it's not your car. You do understand that. And I can't, as a judge, give you possession of a car that you can't use because I would be enabling you to break the law. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Now, so that's going to be the order. You sell the car and give her the money, whatever you get for the car. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
It has to be what we call an arm's length transaction. So I would suggest that you go back to the same place that you bought it from. Maybe you can go together, because I'm sure that you have a child, that you still see each other, or that at some point you have contact. At least you should. Do you see your child?
Yes, ma'am.
How often? Look at me. Don't look over there. Look at me.
At least every weekend.
Every weekend. And do you go and pick him up?
Yes.
From whose house do you pick him up?
From her house.
So you see her every weekend when you go and pick him up. Do you see him when you return him?
Sometimes. The mother's there lots of times.
Sometimes her mother is there. Well, I suggest that maybe you take her mother and the boy and you all go to the auto place and sell the car and you can get the money. When you get your license back, take the money that you got. Because what you should have done, if you had $3,000 to put together to buy a car and you had no license, and the thing that prevented you from getting a license was that you hadn't paid moving violations, that's what you told me, right? I would have taken the $3,000 and paid off the violations so that I could have a legal license before I got a car that I couldn't drive.
Yes,
wouldn't that have been smarter?
Before I bought the car, I did pay off my tickets. I just rushed to buy the car. I paid
But you still don't have a license. It's almost a year. So there has to be another reason why you don't have a license if you paid off the tickets. You want to tell me what the reason is?
I have to get insurance, and it's a process. It's expensive. I have to make sure I can make that payment monthly. It's a lot, so I have to find the cheapest
plan. Well, who made the payments on this car?
He has his own insurance.
Who made the payments
on
the car?
It was the full payout. I paid all my income tax money.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you, madam. Get all your ducks in a row before you buy a car. So he's going to sell the car, right?
Yes.
And he's going to give you the money for the car because you're going to have a long relationship because you have a child together, so you have to do the right thing. I'm here to tell you what the right thing to do is. You're going to sell the car, give her the money that you get. Maybe you'll get $2,000 for it, but you go together so you'll see he's not committing a fraud, right? And then make sure you have insurance, make sure you can afford a car, then you can pay for the car, because the reason that you don't have a license is not because you don't have insurance. There are a lot of people who have driver's licenses that don't own a car. They don't have to have insurance, right?
That's right.
Now, do you want to proceed with your counterclaim? That's what your counterclaim is about. You say you had a fight and she went and she used your car, your old car, not the car that she bought, but your car for batting practice. And you want her to pay for the damage on the car.
Yes, ma'am.
You remember when that happened?
It happened and I think the sixth month.
Couldn't have been too important to you, Mr. Morales, if you don't even... I mean, you're here. You filed a counterclaim. I would at least remember when the counterclaim happened, Mr. Morales.
It happened on the six-month second day of 2014.
June of 2014?
Yes.
You want to tell me, Ms. Smith, what happened in June of 2014?
I can most definitely tell you what happened.
Listen, don't give me the whole... I don't want the whole gory story. Did you have a fight?
Yes, we did.
What time of the day or night did you have a fight?
The fire was 12 o'clock at night.
And your little boy is home?
Yes, we was outside. He was inside the house with my mom.
After you had this fight, tell me what you did to his car. Don't look over there. Look over here.
I'm not going to sit here and lie. I did scratch the side of his car. I did.
With what?
With my phone.
So you went like this to the side of the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that all you did?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that all you did?
Yes,
you took
ma'am.
A big sigh. Okay, you have a picture of that scratch?
Yes, but she did more than that. She also kicked the side of the car, the front of the car. She was drunk that night and had beat it up a lot. And I also got an estimate.
How old is it?
Huh?
Ha! It's not an answer. How old a car is it?
Oh, it's a 2005 Chrysler 300.
Did you buy it new or used?
It was used.
And when did you buy it?
I bought it in 2009, I think.
Okay, can I see pictures of it?
Yes. Just scroll to the right. We also got in a fight that night, and she busted my head open and stuff at the same time.
Just a second. You're not suing for busting your head open. You're only suing for money owed for car damage.
Okay.
Okay. She scratched up the car pretty well. It has to be totally repainted. How much?
The estimate I got for that was $3,559.94. Plus, also that night, she had took my keys and my cell phone and ran in the house, which I called the police and stuff, and they said, you know, she told them that she didn't have it, but she just did it in front of me, so I had to actually tow my cars away, which I got the receipts for that. I had to tow my car away that night.
Well, you actually towed away both cars.
He did tow away both cars. He said the right person.
That's okay. He can't leave you that car because the car is in his name. He's liable for it. He could lose everything if you decided to get behind the wheel of that car as an unlicensed, uninsured driver. So he was very smart to take the car away.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
there are things that are on the copy you gave me that are not on her copy. That would mean that they were added to your copy and not to her copy. Do you understand that? What are you looking at me for? You're looking like a deer in headlights.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. LaVita Smith says ex-boyfriend Alexander Morales owes for the return of her car. Alexander is countersuing for the repairs he's made to the vehicle.
Now, that's why you're not getting the car back. It's going to get sold, and I suggest that you're going to use some of this money to take care of your hissy fit, because you damaged his car substantially, and you had no right to do that. Absolutely none. So I'm dismissing your case other than the order that I'm going to craft that instructs the two of you to go together and sell the car to the same place probably where you bought it from, unless you can both agree on where else to sell it. But on the counterclaim, I'm awarding you what you request, $3,000. Judgment on the counterclaim, that's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
He was cheating. That's what men do.
I mean...
I caught him. I walked outside and he was on his phone. I looked at his phone.
She say she saw something. I say something different, you know.
Actually seen him having a conversation with another female.
She can't prove it, and I'm not going to admit to it, so.
That she was nobody, but this is the same female from a year ago.
It doesn't mean you have to do all that just to prove a point.
So I know what it was.
At the end of the day, you know, I still love her, and we got a child together, so.
We raise our child as co-parents and move forward. That's it.
I just left it alone. After a while, you know, I want to see my son. I don't want to make this harder than what it is.
But he will reap what he sowed at the end of the day. That's all I have to say about that.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Hicks versus Robertson. Step forward.
Beth Hicks is suing her former tenant, Natasha Robertson, for breaking their lease. Natasha claims Beth tried to change their agreement.
Miss Hicks, what kind of property did you rent to the defendant?
A duplex, Your Honor.
And upstairs and downstairs?
Yes.
And how many units are there?
There's just two.
In what month and year did you rent to her?
March of 2014.
And what was the duration of the lease?
1 year.
Can I see the lease, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I need to see the original of this lease. Where is it?
I actually have
I'd like to see it, please. Is this what was given to you?
Yep.
I'd like to see it.
Yes, ma'am.
The monthly rent was $625 with a damage deposit of $800 plus $100 for pets, 1/4 to 1/3 utilities.
Yes, ma'am.
Charged for heat, hot water, electric. Okay. Now, the reason that I ask for both is because there are things here that are on the copy you gave me that are not on her copy. You understand that?
Yes.
Yes. That would mean that they were added to your copy and not to her copy. Do you understand that? Yes. Do you want me to show you, or do you already know? What are you looking at me for? Like, you're looking like a deer in headlights.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Something's wrong with the property. You complain about it, but you don't live there and not pay rent. That's not in my America, not where I would rule in America.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Beth Hicks says former tenant Natasha Robertson broke their lease. Natasha claims Beth tried to change their agreement.
Now, I have her copy of the lease and the one that you gave me. There are things that are not in her copy that appear on your copy.
There were changes that were discussed.
No. There are no changes unless they're on her copy and initialed by her.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking
yes.
about. Because that's your problem, because I read this case very carefully.
Okay.
And the very carefully I read this case was that she moved into your place on March of 2014, and she gave you a security deposit or a damage deposit of $800. So far, correct?
Yes.
She lived there in March, paid her rent in March, paid her rent in April, paid her rent, although probably late a little bit, paid her rent in May. In June, she didn't pay her rent. She says she notified you she was going to be late. But the problem existed because you notified her, according to the defendant, that there were certain changes you were going to make in the lease. You demanded certain deposits from her that were not in the lease, right?
Correct.
And she complained about it. She said, I'm not going to pay those. They're not part of our original agreement.
Correct.
And she left. And you want $5,000 because you claimed that she broke the lease. She didn't break the lease. You did. You can't change the terms of your written lease. Where do you think you can do that? That's why you sign a lease, so everybody knows the parameters of their agreement. Do you get it? I don't know what you're looking at me for. I just want to understand. You may not agree with me, but you have to understand what I'm saying. You're a landlord. You have a tenant. The tenant signs a contract. This is what their obligation is. Now they're living there. You say, you know what? I think I want you to give me some deposits for all the utilities. She says, that's not in our contract. You say, well, I want it, and I can do that. She says, no, you can't. She leaves. And you think that your relief is to get the remainder of money she owes under the lease. Am I understanding what the case is about?
I didn't get notice that she was breaking the lease because of the change
in the utilities.
She
doesn't have to tell you. You told her you were changing the terms of your lease. She said, no, I'm moving. So where do you think you were entitled to any relief from the court?
She just moved out because she didn't have money for the rent.
That may be true. You gave her the out. And not only that, you changed the lease before you got here. And you made a Xerox copy of it because her lease doesn't have what you have in the one you gave me. That would be a big no-no for me. And she left the end of June.
Yes, ma'am.
And you had $800 deposit of hers that you kept, right? Did she pay June's rent?
No.
So that you have that June's rent covered because her rent is $625, right? What are you looking at me? You may not agree with me.
Correct.
You don't have to agree with me. Not everybody loves me, and not everybody agrees with me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you have the $800, which more than covers her rent, and you say she left a lot of trash in the apartment. Right?
Correct.
That also covers trash removal, to get the trash out of the house. And this is a very good lesson for landlords. Landlords, when they sign a lease, landlords and tenants, because I say the same thing to tenants, you can't live in the property without paying rent. Something's wrong with the property, you complain about it, but you don't live there and not pay rent. That's not in my America, now in some America, but it's okay, not where I would rule in America. So tenants can't change the terms of the lease, nor can a landlord. What?
In my lease, it states that within written notice, you can change the terms of the lease.
That's what we call in the law void for vagueness, because that means that if you give her notice that her rent, instead of being $625, and all of a sudden your property becomes the most gentrified area in the neighborhood, and you can get $3,000 a month for it, you can say, I'm giving you notice. You're no longer paying $625, now you're paying $3,000 a month rent. So, under the terms of your lease, which I actually read about in the complaint, you said, on notice, the landlord may change the terms of the lease. You cannot have that in a lease. That's why we have a lease. A lease is nothing other than a contract, where everybody knows what their parameters are. Nothing's different from a lease. As if I work for CBS, and if they put a clause in the contract that I had to sign, and it says, CBS can change the terms of your contract at any time on 30 days' notice, and I come to work one day, and they're supposed to pay me, and they give me $50, and they say, you know what? We've paid you enough. That would be a nightmare for CBS. It would be a nightmare for me. That's why we have a contract, where we all know the terms of the contract. Now that I've given my law lesson for the day, I will say to you goodbye, arrivederci, you have no case. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
He's not your husband. He's not the father of your children.
We lived together for 3 years.
I don't care.
An ex thinking of dollar signs.
Pain and suffering for what?
He's the one that cheated.
Grow up.
Judge Judy.
It's too bad she didn't bring the other lease with her, because she was...